This is Soul Rising and Mindful Mastery, a podcast that explores the profound connection between the mind, body, and soul, offering insights, wisdom, strategies, tools, and techniques for achieving holistic and life-changing transformation through mindfulness and self-discovery. I'm your host, Catherine Marshall. This show is for the seeking soul, ready to explore and delve into the secrets of unlocking one's fullest potential and divine blueprint. These episodes foster a deeper understanding of the interconnected elements that contribute to personal growth, well-being, peace, and deepest fulfillment. Hey, welcome. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the importance of asking ourselves the question, what's my why? What's my why from everything that I'm doing, speaking, and approaching? What's my why? What's the consciousness behind what I'm doing? And am I aware of my why? And if I'm aware of my why, would I still choose what I'm choosing? So why this is important is because in our previous era, in our previous paradigm, the platform was established and set up on the consciousness of codependency. And that created inequality, which created more separation, more fear, consciousness, and more suffering, more violence, more suffering. And codependency, the way that it's set up, is it also trained and conditioned. We have a lot of programming around going outward for something, going outward for permission to do something, going outward for acknowledgement, approval, love, sense of worthiness. If something, somebody, some group considers me or us to be something, then that would qualify that for within ourselves. What that's done has not only eclipsed us from being able to go within ourselves, but also most importantly, trust ourselves in that. And so part of the evolution that we're entering into now is we're being asked to really start to be aware of that. Where are we operating from those conditions? And where are we operating in a way that's actually blocking or neglecting our own inner guidance? So in the codependency setup, we were often conditioned, expected to do certain things, whether that was an obligation, it was for prestige, it was for survival, it was for acceptance and inclusion. Thankfully, in the new era that we're going into, we're replacing competition with cooperation. We're starting to get into more connection, unity consciousness, rather than separation consciousness. So asking ourselves, what's my why here, helps us to start to be aware of where are we operating still from that conditioning, because we've been so conditioned. It's such an innate part of our original blueprint in a sense. So we want to start to be aware of what is my why. So let's go back for a second to this codependency setup. And the codependency, again, from this perspective, invitation is not looking at something as right or wrong, good or bad. It's part of the evolution. This is where we're here now. What do we want to create moving forward? Who do we want to be? Who do we want to rise into? So from the codependent perspective, we often actually, most of our decisions were based on shoulds. And again, this is so unconscious. So when we start to step back and say, am I doing this because this actually resonates with me? Or am I doing this because I should do it? I'm obligated to do it. It's my duty to do it. If I don't do it, who's going to do it? So whatever the reason is, what is the actual undercurrent vibe from which we're acting upon or from which we're speaking? And this is complicated because often we were included in something, and you know, as human beings, it is important that we are connected. It is important that we are in relationship. And so what we're learning to do now is we're learning to first and foremost be in relationship with our own inner guidance and our own inner wisdom. So keeping in mind that why this is important is because our own inner wisdom has our own unique divine blueprint. So imagine we're creating this beautiful painting So the analogy or the symbolism here is the painting would be what we're creating with the new earth. And each one of us is given our own unique paintbrush. Some are bigger, some are smaller. None are better or worse. They're all just our own unique way that we're going to express our unique contribution through our own unique gifts, talents, abilities, presence, all of it. So imagine we each have our own paintbrush, and then we each have our own color, and we have our own place in that big painting that we're actually going to be contributing our color. That's what our own inner blueprint and our own inner guidance is guiding us to. So when we're honoring our own resonance, that's how we're actually then activating and contributing. You don't have to know the bigger picture. And often we won't know the impact that we're actually having. We won't always know how it's affecting, because oftentimes we're so we're only able to focus kind of in a smaller way. And I don't mean smaller as in a negative way. I mean a smaller way as in we can't see all perspectives. So let's go back to codependency. If we're operating from this place of should, then oftentimes we're doing something in order to appease something that's outer. The challenge with that, and obviously the pitfalls of that, as we can see from what's playing out on the planet, is that that created some people, some platforms to be more in control or to have more power, as an example. And that wasn't always, not all humanity and not all beings were actually, or the earth was actually considered or included or even thought of or considered or cared for in that process. And again, it's not right or wrong or good or bad necessarily. It's that we are looking at how do we start to now create something new? And we're doing this through our own inner choices and our own inner guidance, from our own inner guidance. So let's come back to when we're operating from should, that's creating an incongruent response because we're eclipsing our own inner guidance. What that actually does is it's considered adultery to the soul. And so what that means is often when we think of adultery, we think of somebody's cheated on, you know, a partner. But actually the highest form from adultery is actually when we eclipse our own soul's guidance. And it sets up such a inner sense of grief and an inner sense of loss and an inner sense of incompleteness and unhappiness, actually. So again, our highest, truest path of fulfillment, wholeness, coming really into more care and more love within ourselves, like authentically within ourselves, really does come from us being able to honor what's our why. So that could be something as small as, why am I eating this? Is this actually resonating with me? Or I'm just like, you know, used to eating this and I've been conditioned to eat this. Does this actually resonate with me at this current time, with my body at this current time? Why am I doing the job I'm doing? Am I doing it because I just want to make money? And not that making money is, there's anything wrong with that. In the previous paradigm, that was often the setup. The setup was really about gaining value and gaining prestige or gaining status. And then again, that was based though on a platform of inequality. So when we're really asking the consciousness of aligning to abundance, the soul absolutely wants abundance. There's a different consciousness though between I'm coming from a place of plenty consciousness or I'm coming from a place of lack consciousness. So again, what's my why? If I'm doing something and the root of it is because I'm fear, I'm in survival, then we're operating more from that previous platform. So we're being invited to now start to ask, how can I start to create more life? How can I start to enrich and come from more of a thrive consciousness? And ultimately, when we are honoring our own inner resonance, again, it doesn't always make sense and it might always feel easy, But as we're doing that, as we step more and more into that, then it becomes easier. And that's when we really start to see that this really does create more love. This really does create more compassion. This really does create more fulfillment. And that's when we really can start to make incredible, beautiful impact in our own lives, but also in the lives potentially of others. Because there's that ripple effect and everything is energy. So if everything is energy, if whatever I'm putting out will impact in actually three ways. So let's use word, for example. The power of word is such that everything is vibration, and word has different vibrations, essence of a vibration to it. So if you ever notice when you're saying something like, I am so sad, and how do you feel in your body when you say that versus I'm so happy? So how do you feel in your body, or can you tune into that subtlety of the different essence or the different vibe of it, of the word? Now, if I'm saying something negative and I put that word out there, say I'm saying something negative about a person, and this can even be a thought, by the way. So thought is kind of like the essence of a word, just in a little bit of a different energetic form. They're connected though. So if I put a word out there and I am saying something negative about a person, then I'm projecting that vibration, that energy to that person with that word. And then that actually potentially harms that person because it's energy directed at that person. That then also sets up equal opposite reaction is going to come back. Law of cause and effect. So whatever I put out comes back to me in some shape or form or fashion. It might come from a different experience or time, but that energy will at some point in some way come back to me and impact me. Plus, when I'm saying it, I'm imprinting myself with it too. So it actually affects in three different ways. That's a lot. So imagine now where we're doing something that's very uplifting, very inspiring, very positive, very encouraging, very supporting. That, again, does the same thing in three different ways. A very different consciousness, most importantly, very different consequence. So the consequence that I then ripple out not only affects me positively or not so positively, but it affects the outer, the collective, and potentially any person or group that I'm referring to. That's the power of our why. So when we are operating from a place that's heart-centered and that is more loving, that also has incredible impact and has incredible reverberations and consequences. So let's go back to incongruency for a second. When we are operating from a place that is not in alignment, that sets up the platform for everything that we're doing from that place, from that consciousness, from that vibration. So when we start to really kind of slow down and ask ourselves, what's my why? It doesn't mean we'll change anything necessarily. We might still want to do the same job. We might want to still be in the same relationships, live in the same home, live in the same place. It's going to change, though, the completely different consciousness and then therefore our experience of what we're experiencing at the time. So the takeaway from this is starting to look at slowing down and looking at, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I saying what I'm saying? Is this actually mine, or is this something that I've just been trained to do and I've been conditioned to do? Am I really doing this job or this action because I'm trying to gain something from outer, or am I doing it because I'm I am in alignment and I'm honoring my own inner resonance? What's my why? So the invitation for an amazing technique or kind of exercise to do to help us to become more aware of this is take a chunk of time, like a week, or even just do it for a day or a couple hours if that feels like way too much, and do a should detox. So that means a should detox is being aware of every time you say, I should do this. I should be doing this. I shouldn't have done this. Well, why? And then ask yourself, why am I saying this? So catching self, how often am I operating from should? And then how often am I actually saying I should or shouldn't as well? So both. When we're acting from a should, so again, this can be, sometimes this can be, you know, there, it takes some time and a process to get into alignment or connection with really what's vibing with us in the moment. So say, for example, I love going out for dinners. Say it's a Friday night, I've had a busy week, feeling a little bit exhausted, and a friend calls me up and says, do you want to go out for dinner? Well, I love going out for dinner. So my instinct would be, yeah, I want to go for dinner. But then I'll tune into my body and be like, I really want to go for dinner because I love going for dinner. But I'm really exhausted. And if I go for dinner, it's going to tip me over and I'm going to be depleted. And that's going to have a lot of ripple effects for me because I know me. I know me. I know my body. So that would be, well, but my friend's expecting me to go and she's going to be disappointed or he's going to be disappointed if I don't go. So I should go. And oftentimes we'll go because we feel that pull or we feel that fear of judgment or we feel that fear of letting somebody down or we feel the grief of letting somebody down, you know? So, I mean, there can be a lot of complexity to it. So it takes a bit to be able to really tune in and be aware of what the why is. And then also to be able to learn to honor what is truly authentically resonating with us. Because not only can we potentially feel we don't want to let somebody else down, but it might take a little bit for other people to start to honor, oh, they're doing something different. And again, we're not responsible for other people's emotions. That's also codependency, right? So we're responsible only for our own emotions and our own responses. If somebody else has a response, if somebody else has an opinion on something, that is based on their programming or their perceptions or their experiences. And that doesn't mean we still can't be loving and kind in operating again. If I'm operating and I'm being truly authentic and loving to myself, then that's all I'm responsible for. And I can say it in a very loving way to the person. I would love to go for dinner and I would definitely like to do it again another time with you. But right now I'm just feeling really exhausted and I really need to just self-care. I need to honor myself. If that other person is upset or has a different response, that is not ours to own, right? It's that's the codependency. But this is how insidious and complex codependency has been set up for us. So we're not sometimes even aware when we're projecting potentially that out for somebody else because they've said no, as an example to us, or else we're, you know, it's really difficult sometimes for us to honor our own inner resonance, again, because of this complexity and learning how to change these dynamics in our relationships. In the pathways, in the way that we've been doing things. So it takes a little bit of time and it takes a little bit of, you know, just kind of perseverance or just continuously reminding ourselves it's okay for me to be honoring what I'm really needing and wanting and most importantly resonating. And it's not only okay, it is in the highest good and ultimately in the highest good for everyone. Because if I chose to do a should and it went against myself, I'm going to feel that incongruency. It's not going to feel good for me, number one. Number two, I'm stepping into that experience with that other person from that vibration. So that whole experience also is going to feel, in the end, on some level, it's not going to be for the highest good. And I won't feel as great as I could have felt. Maybe I won't even feel good at all. So again, it's not about right or wrong or good or bad. It's really about what's my why. And it does take some courage sometimes to honor our resonance. But it honestly, in the new energies that we're into, the more we're not honoring our resonance, the more and more uncomfortable it's going to feel and the more kickback we're going to have. So that could be exhaustion. That could be emotionally not feeling well. That could be something ends up happening in a conversation, that again, my resonance was guiding me. Sometimes the resonance guides us because there's something we just don't want to be exposed to. And there's this, you know, kind of foresight that, or sixth sense that our intuition is trying to kind of guide us to. There could be a myriad of reasons why our guidance is doing what it's doing or saying what it's saying to us. And oftentimes you'll have a knowing and sometimes you don't. So sometimes, you know, it's learning how to just roll with it and learning how to go with the flow. So invitation back to the shit detox is have fun with it. If this resonates with you, have fun, play with it a little bit and just, you know, kind of be aware. How often am I saying should? You could set a reminder. Again, if you find like, how do I get this on my radar to remember to do this, write it out. Start your day with just the intention. Today, I'm going to intend to be aware of my shoulds. When we set that as an intention, then our guidance can come in and support us more. We can ask our guidance, please remind me, you know, show me where I'm doing it, or just keep nudging me when I do a should. So it's on my conscious mind. It's on my radar. We have so much available help in the spiritual realm. But again, because of free will, they're limited in what they can do unless we ask. So the more we start to ask and remember to ask, and sometimes that's a process too. So the more we start to ask for guidance and for support, the more they can start to show up and support us. Again, we're the ones doing it. We're the ones incarnated in the body. And there's a lot of support though. And this is, you know, intense times. So more support we have, I think that's amazing. We'll take it. So, okay. So enjoy your should detox and have an amazing day. Namaste.